Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I'm in love with movies. This is Doug Would Marry Movies If He Could, coming to you from a hotel room in the state of Denver on Monday, May 13th, 2 Oceans 13. Yesterday I did my first annual Mother's Day 420 matinee at Comedy Works in the city of Colorado. Yeah, you heard right. It was so much fun. I want to come back and do it every year if the nice folks at Comedy Works will let me. Have to have that conversation with them. There weren't a lot of name tags in the crowd, but boy, they sure did make up for it with insane enthusiasm, and we ended up with perhaps the greatest audience contestant of all time. The less than perfect audio from that show lasts about 20 minutes, so I won't rattle off a lot of plugs before getting to it. I'll just say that I'm at the FET Ballroom in Providence this Saturday, May 18th, and that all of my dates are listed at DouglasMovies.com. Now take a big bong rip, or just sit there and enjoy this madness from the state of Denver. Yeah.
All right, Denver, Mother's Day.
Yeah!
Yeah! TJ Miller's mother, yeah!
Yeah!
Pete Holmes' mother,
yeah!
Yeah! My name is Denver. Let's go back and forth, Bram, doing classic lines from movies, but as Bane. Bane says a classic line from movies, and the other guy has to name what the movie is.
I said we're going to take a bigger boat.
And that's definitely Orca.
Frankly, Scott, I don't give a damn.
That's,
There's a guy who's gonna go with the wind, you fucking jackal. What are you fucking doing? I know you're trying to give a joke answer, and you had nothing. You can say any other movie, but go with the wind, and it probably would have been funny.
Like,
if you just gone Demolition Man, that would have been funny.
I was trying to
get
a Juliet Lewis, Giovanni Ribisi movie, but they're both special needs people that fall in love.
Look at that. Smug Life. Double CD. In the rap section.
This gift is the best one.
A plate of boogies. A
the hotel brought me the fake cookies. I was like, who do you think I am, Santa?
This is probably one of the better prizes I've ever given out.
Oh my god.
It's a tiny absolute vodka bottle. That starred in the vine that I made called Quick Impression Denzel Washington.
Remember in Flight?
There's a scene where it's just sitting on top of the minibar. It's like 30 seconds. It's like forever. I'll have a close up of it. Well, what's the Alki gonna do? And then his hand just comes in and grabs it. Like King Kong grabbing a biplane. Was that racist?
Well, I brought a copy of my CD, Grandma's Pulp Strike Dance.
Pulp Strike Dance Party! Yeah!
What kind of name tags do we have here tonight? We have
name tags? Your name tags.
Where are they at?
Ooh, a lot of stoners need big name tags. I'm Denver's Rebecca name. Nice.
Nice. Yeah, he's got a complicated sign over there. What does that say?
Hi, my name is Jerry. I got high at 8 grams gluten-free cookies.
This guy wants to use his credit card as a name tag.
Yeah, yeah, let me run that shit. See if you can find me qualified.
Well, I'm kind of impressed that we packed the place with people who are indifferent to the this aspect of the show.
No!
No! I know some of you made name tags, but I'm just saying that, like, the last time we were here, there were a lot more.
Yeah.
But people here are just like, I don't need to win a bag full of crap. He's just like, I'm going to wear the baggiest shorts I own and give those guys a nut festival.
Nice package. Never fits in shorts.
Focus.
I love Planet of the Apes.
Take a name tag. Get that Planet of the Apes thing up here, dude.
Come on up here, dude.
Come on. Up on stage, man.
Get your friends to Paul Drop for you. Yeah, you're here.
Let's show all the next one. Hey. 16% nice. Where did you get this?
Collected edition.
That's awesome.
It comes here, let him talk to
the mic. It comes from the movies.
Get the fuck out of here!
And the cartoon as well.
No, no, I think Graham would like you to leave.
Leave the. That's awesome, dude.
And your name is Six Finger Tim?
Six Finger Tim.
One spot.
Oh, shit!
What the hell?
You're a girl, Brad.
Pig and the Snake.
It's Mother's Day, come on. Come on, you guys, it's just for Mother's Day. Normally I wouldn't say such a thing. So, I guess you won't start therapy in a few days.
So, when you're like in a fight at night, you go, bitch, you're gonna get the six pack.
Oh, he's just poking the eye.
I didn't see that sixth one coming. I thought I was in the clear, and then doink.
Rebecca, you did an amazing name tag, but you only got 10 fingers.
Six fingers and bam!
Yeah!
Daily double.
Daily double.
Daily double. All right, so
team wins no matter what.
All right. So the film, the category is Freddy Got Six Fingered. Starring our friend Tom Green.
Professor X.
Let's start guessing in. I mean, you do know how to play the game, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. He knows how to play.
He can count this on one hand.
This isn't. This,
fingers on each hand.
I call it more like four fingers and two thumbs on each hand. But it's impressive. Oh, let's get you. Gonna get a picture of it?
Yeah. See the shit around.
That's like gang. That's new. That's new level gang sign.
The baddest game in the planet is membership one.
No way. No way is this happening. I wish I'd smoked more weed before I took this nap. Because I'm having a fucked up dream. Okay, you get to pick a category, six finger. Which one would you like, SF? Would you like the Werner Herzog category, which is films that have a colon in them? My man, bass man Kurt, suggested Baby Got Back. That's movies where a missing baby gets returned. Suggested The Men Who Stare at Floats. And it's movies that have a parade in them.
I'll go to Herzog.
Okay. Yeah. This movie has a colon in the title. 2 stars from Leonard. Listeners to the show might recognize some of these clues because this movie actually came up recently in a different category. Yes, that's a clue. Graham, of course, doesn't listen, so I don't blame him. We don't listen to each other's podcasts. We're too busy living them. Leonard says about this movie that it's elaborately produced and well directed, but it's just another connect the dots action thriller that has a colon in the title.
What year?
From 1995. And Leonard lists 12 names. Hand on your shoulder and say, do you feel in control? Are you in normal 5-finger control? Oh!
Is that your mother? How's she doing? Is she doing alright? It's probably very, very traumatic. So you've been 12 names?
I've been 11.
You don't normally get to make fun of this sort of thing right to the person's face. You usually try to do it in a more polite way.
Your bee joke killed with me earlier.
That's going to be on my new album, Gateway Doug, available soon on iTunes. It's 1995. Leonard gave it 2 stars. He says that it's elaborately produced and well-directed, but it's just another connect-the-dots action thriller. And it's got a colon in the title, and your 4 names are Afifi, which might be like a dog that was in the movie, Kurtwood Smith, who's a genuine grown man, Royce D. Applegate, and Nick Mancuso. So it's really going to come down to... You just had a strong hunch.
His name's in nothing. You just have a colon.
Yeah, just a movie with a colon in the title. So that implies it was a sequel. What do you think? Having one anyway.
Yeah. You won hands down.
Yeah.
The 6 fingers of fate have already been turned into
This guy's taking a lot of shirts. What's that? You got nothing?
Nothing.
All right. What if I told you that it starred Steven Seagal?
Oh.
And that it was a sequel to Under Siege. Then what would you say? It's still not easy. It's still not easy. It's still not easy. Don't say it, dude. Don't say it.
Under Siege 2, Electric Boogaloo?
Shake my hand, let me feel it. Oh, that's weird. That's so weird. Oh! 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 Thank you, Jim. Enjoy your prize bag. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing your mother.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Tim's Mom.
Thank you all, the moms.
14 fingers.
We played that movie at 2 different, like a show just a few days ago. So that's fun. It came up in 2 different categories. What's that?
In Colorado.
What's something about Colorado? Oh, I think, are you saying the movie was shot in Colorado?
Yes, sir.
I think it might have been. I think you're right, lady, that I want to shut up. You're a nice, smart lady. Now zip it. And as always, being mean to people on Mother's Day is a shit.
Of gold his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.